This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
While her husband Terry calls her nosy, Susan Traumenhauser prefers the word curious. And it's that curiosity that's kept her busy for more than 3 years documenting the lives of locals here in Halliburton County in a weekly column for the Highlander newspaper. The column, entitled Humans of Halliburton Highlands, invites readers to learn more about the people in their community, their life stories, their loves, losses, and humanity. After interviewing more than 150 people, Traumenhauser felt it might be a good idea to publish a coffee table-style book that compiles many of the stories of the people she's met. So, she's done exactly that, with a book launch scheduled for Saturday, June 6th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Corner Gallery in Halliburton. Traumenhauser, who spent her professional career as a principal for the Niagara School Board, then at Brock University training teachers, sat down with Canoe FM recently to talk about what inspired her to publish her new book, Humans of Halliburton Highlands.
For quite some time, a couple decades, I guess, I've been a freelance writer, and on top of my career job in education. On the side, I was a freelance writer, and I did articles for local regional magazines and that kind of thing, because I really truly have the philosophy that everybody has a story. So when I retired and moved up here, and I was just getting to know a few people, I thought, well, everybody I meet has a really good story, but my husband says I'm nosy, but I prefer to say that I'm curious. So I pitched the idea to Lisa at the Highlander, because saying that you're going to write a column gives you permission to ask all these questions that I'm curious about. And I got to know so many people because everybody has a story. So yeah, so Lisa gave me the okay to do it for a summer. And one summer turned into a continuing and on. So it's been 3 years now. And the column is Humans of Halliburton Highlands. And it's a knockoff on a website that's called Humans of New York. So if you go online, you can find Humans of New York. And again, it's just random people in New York telling their stories. So, hey, Highland's got as many interesting people as, well, maybe not as many, but as interesting as New York. So that's what it's all about. Everybody has a story. Everybody's interesting, even though nobody thinks they are. And then half hour later, after we've talked, they realize, oh, maybe I do have a story.
Traumenhauser's book was a dream she's had for years. And now that she can hold it in her hand, she's thrilled to be able to call herself an author. In the 3 years she's written the weekly column, she's never struggled to tell a person's story, but can occasionally procrastinate with deadlines. That said, she's developed an uncanny knack for getting people to open up and talk to her.
There haven't been some weeks that I don't have somebody to write about, but it's only because, for whatever reason, I haven't gone out. So, you know, Saturday comes along and deadline's Monday morning. And I thought, so I said to my husband, we're going, we're doing something. If I put myself out there, there's somebody. There's always somebody that's got an interesting story to tell. And that's what I like about it, is just random people. And it's the people that you think may not have interesting stories for. I mean, you can't really judge people, but. And they're the ones that all of a sudden they say something and it just goes off in a direction. And it's fascinating because people have so many places they've been, things they've done, yeah, hobbies they do. So it's not hard to find people. One of the stories that has stayed with me was a gentleman that asked me not, in the end, he begged me not to write about him. And I really so much did, but I honored his request. But I'll share a little snippet of it. And it's a father of an adult son with disabilities, and just how worried he is about when he passes away, of who's going to look after his son. And that was really heartbreaking. But like I said, I honored his request not to write about it, but it still always sat in the back of my mind. Normally, I ask people the same questions to start the conversation. And it's, what's your connection to Halliburton? How did you get here? That's the interesting part, how everybody has a different story, how they got here and why they stay. What do they miss about a lot of people come from the city, so what do they miss about the city? And it's almost always the same reason. Diversity of food choices in restaurants and convenience. Stores close too early around here. But people are more than willing, though, to get used to that, to stay here, because there's so many other reasons to stay.
With the help of her friends who own a publishing firm called Stone Throw Publishing, Traumenhauser's book became a reality. A total of 75 copies were printed, and she was thrilled to open the box when it arrived at her home. The hardest part for Traumenhauser was selecting the columns to be included in the book, with the number of people she's written about, making the decision of who to include was quite difficult. She tried to show equal representation for age, gender, and location within Halliburton County, making sure every municipality was covered.
It was hard, and I wanted to make sure that I had a wide range, so I went through and I wanted to make sure both genders were represented. I wanted to make sure across generations were there. As you know, Halliburton County is such a large county geographically. I tried to account for that too. So that was my process. The book launch, I've only at this point just kind of put it out on my Facebook page. And the response I've received already is just overwhelming. And there are people that I've only met, like I moved up here, I'm a COVID person, so I moved up here in 2020. And so in six short, long years, how many people I've met and connected with and have appreciated what I'm doing. And it just feels good to be appreciated.
Tromenhauser credits her father for passing on his curiosity for people and a willingness to just ask questions. It's been the thread that's woven through her life, both professionally and personally, she says.
I think I have my dad in me. My dad was always one to ask questions. He had a way about him. Just asked a few questions and people would just tell their life story. And I guess I'm trying to emulate him. Ask a few questions and then people tell me things.
The book launch for Humans of Haliburton Highlands takes place Saturday, June 6th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Corner Gallery in Haliburton.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.